You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When I saw them for the first time, I was like, oh, they're singers. Big guy. Coheed Cambria.
Big guy?
Yeah, well, he was. It's like Blues Traveler. Did you ever listen to them?
Love them.
Great band, ahead of their time. Their lead singer,
John Popper. He's lost a ton of weight. Yeah, give that guy a lot of credit, man. Yeah.
And he used to just wear a vest full of harmonicas.
He
just pull them out throughout the show and play. Yeah, he was great.
Ooh, I mean, that hook, man. Ooh, let me tell you, that's some of the best music you'll hear back in the day.
I do know this band.
Yeah,
yes.
The hook will bring you down.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, man.
Yeah, they were great. They were ahead of their time. Or maybe they were perfect for their time. I don't know. I think they would thrive today, though.
Yeah, shout out to your friend on this
yeah,
song.
Big Al. So I want to get into what Vern said, but this I sent you guys yesterday because I didn't even realize this happened. With the twin series, with that Woods Richard, or whatever his name is.
Yeah, I didn't realize this until you sent the John Boy Media thing yesterday. Yeah.
So listen to this audio, because maybe you guys recognize, if you did, shame on you for not letting us know on the text line. Come on now. Come on, somebody. But this was in the Twins game.
So Melendez is on second base. Simeon Woods Richardson is looking at him, staring at him, takes a deep breath, smiles, blows him a kiss. Wait, what? Throws the pitch. It gets hit for a single over the first baseman's head. First and third now. Same inning. Isbell's up, and he hits a bouncer off the plate, but he's fast, so he beats it out. Isbell becomes the next talking point of this video because him and Woods Richardson have a lot going on. In his next at-bat, it's a 2-0 count, which usually means you're going to swing big, but he, you can see his eyes darting. He sees where the third baseman's playing. They're shifted a little bit at him, so he's like, I'll lay down a 2-0 bunt. Lays down the bunt. Pitcher stumbles over himself. Okay, we're moving on to the sixth inning now, where Woods Richardson is still on the mound, and he got strike one and then strike two, and he's feeling good. Fastball to finish it. Doesn't get the call. Does a little spinorama. I don't know. Think that was in there. Next pitch. Gets him swinging again. Says, yep. Now Isbell's the next batter, and he says, oh, you gonna bunt again? Hey, what's up, dude? You gonna bunt again? Good to see you. And you can see that Isbell sees this. His eyes kind of like look towards the pitcher's mound. He's like, what? And the first pitch of the at-bat, does he bunt? No, he takes him deep for a home run. Bunt? I already did that. Now I'm going to prove I can hit a homer. Simeon Woods Richardson looking up like,
So I didn't know that happened.
I didn't either. I need more on that, too.
Yeah,
right?
So like blows him a kiss, fails. Kyle Isbell goes up 2-0, looks down the third base line, throws a bunt down. You have got to respect that. That sounds like Bob Fesco basketball or baseball 101.
Absolutely. I don't understand why more guys don't do that. It just doesn't make any sense.
And then he shows Isbell like a bunting motion. You can watch the video on John Boy Media on Twitter. And he shows like, you going to bunt? Like he says, are you going to bunt again? Mm-hmm. And Isbell kind of looks at him like, this mother.
Yeah. You know?
And then bang, home run. So Minnesota thinks they got a hog that they can flex towards the Royals and push them around.
Mm-hmm.
And the Royals said, hold my beer.
I hate the fact that Isbell, though, hit that home run in that situation. Like, do that every at bat, right? Like, why? You see athletes do this a lot where the situations, you know, get like this, for example, and then boom, you hit one out of the ballpark because you want to show that guy up. use that aggression on every at-bat. It would serve the team well if you went up there and pretended like Woods Richardson was pitching to you every single time and you start lacing them all over the field. Like, part of me is like, that's cool, but part of me is like, you needed that to go out there and get a hit? Like, come on now.
But he started with the bunt.
Yeah.
And the funny thing to me is that Woods Richardson tried multiple times to be that guy. You're not that guy, right? You are a Richard. He's not my Richard of the Week. We'll get to that a little bit later at 9 o'clock on this Friday. But like, that's hilarious to me.
Oh,
like,
I love it. Yeah.
You tried to flex, not once, not twice, but three times, and you were out flexed.
Yeah.
Like, you know, blowing a kiss to MJ Melendez and then
in April? Yeah. When you're on the Twins?
And then you lose 3 out of 4. Which is the retaliation that the Royals got out of that.
Was that before or after he headbutted the ball as he fell on the ground into foul territory?
Well, that's in that a whole collage. It's part of that.
Okay.
So that's the bunt.
So that's the bunt. That was the bunt. Okay.
Yeah, and he slid head first.
He slid head first. So he's doing this stuff after he embarrassed himself, right?
Oh, yeah.
After he looked like a little leaguer. After he looked like a fat guy in beer league softball.
That's right.
After he looked like an old man falling down, not getting their tapioca pudding. After he looked like a weeble wobble, but he did fall down.
Wah, wah, wee, wah.
After he fell down like the fat kid at the pool like I was, made a big splash, and headbutted the ball out.
Geek.
Right, exactly. Like, they make fun of you. Oh, I got to put my shirt back on because I got all my roles
tiny
showing here, right?
Voices.
So after he made an ass of himself, he still did all of that and then became a bigger ass.
That's right.
Okay. I'm just making sure the timeline is correct.
Speaking,
what the hell was that?
Yeah. Speaking of an ass, Vern went full red ass yesterday on the postgame show.
Who are we throwing at, and who's throwing that ball when we see Cleveland?
No, I've been talking about this, thinking about this for a while. I love where your head's at, Charlie. Hunter Harvey's my choice. Ursegg can do it as well. Who do I want? Well, you hit our leadoff hitter. We're coming right back at Stephen Kwan. That's my mindset. Hey, way too early in the season to think to allow a division foe to think that they can own the inside part of the plate and there's going to be no retribution if one slips. Kwan Ramirez, that Manzardo kid, did not care for what I saw from him when they were at Kauffman Stadium, meaning he just hit the ball really well. So, listen, I know it sounds silly. It sounds barbaric. So be it. An eye for an eye. I want retribution in Cleveland. I want revenge in the Bronx. And I want to remind the Tigers that it ain't your time just yet.
I mean, give me a beer and a couch. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, Vern's ready to go on that. To hear that from Vern is pretty good, right? Because he's like a normal guy.
He's the one that's always setting us down to be like, listen, kids, Caglio may not even be up this year. But when he is up, it's not going to be a good thing because that means somebody, and you're like, oh, man, that makes a lot of sense.
Right.
To like talk some sense into my mind, Vern. Vern wants
Cags
it now.
Cags may be playing first if Vinny keeps hitting 178.
Or Cags keeps hitting balls 120.9 the opposite way, 12th hardest ball hit in the Statcast era if he was in the Major League Baseball organization. But again, like, dude, Vern wants it.
Yeah.
Vern, and that's the guy that's always cool. That's like if something happens to you in a game, your dad looks at you and gives you that nod like, go do it.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, dad said I could. Like, hey, this kid punched me in the back of the head in the playground. I want you to go up to that kid, and I want you to punch him back.
That's what I tell my kids all the time.
And if you get in trouble, we'll talk about it at the house.
Mm-hmm. And that's just between the two of them.
You know? I'm going to put you in the room, lock the door, and you guys come out.
Punch her back. Right. What do I care?
That's Vern. Punch back.
Yeah.
That's the narrative of this Cleveland series.
I hate the fact that he said Stephen Kwan because I want Stephen Kwan on my team.
But he murders the Royals.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I want him on my team, right? So he doesn't kill the Royals anymore. Mm-hmm. But also, too, he wears a hoodie under his jersey. I kind of respect, but I really like Stephen Kwan. Like, if you said I could pick a guy off the Guardians to have on this team, obviously Jose Ramirez is that guy. More logically speaking, Stephen Kwan's a great baseball player, man. I'd love to have him on this team. Give you a little bit of a bat in the lineup and can, you know, move runners over and play some good defense. Like, I really like Stephen Kwan, but he may be the guy you have to pull, you know, the plunk.
Because Vern says do it early and do it early in the season.
See, that's where I'd make these guys think. Hell, I'd make them think all year. Last time you face him, last at bat, boom, nail the guy. Like, oh, we've been waiting all year long for this. Yeah, you've been thinking about it all year long, and now you finally get to wear it. There's something about that for me that makes them, you know, kind of cringe when they get back into that box because they know it's coming. They just don't know when.
I want a riding two-seamer on the hip or in the rib cage. I want it. This feels like WWE. Go the text line brought up a good point. Go sign Kyle Farnsworth for a day.
Kyle Farnsworth.
Seen that guy lately? Jacked. Even more so.
He's always been jacked.
Yeah, but now it's even bigger.
What's he doing?
Lifting weights.
He's
apparently
not playing anymore, though, right? No, like that guy's.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
He's got to be in his 50s.
He's doing a lot, man. All I know is that guy's jacked.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.